Samsy and Josh.
You and I, very different in many ways, but also very similar in different ways. And I point to the fact that you and I, we're both not very confrontational people.
No, yes.
We don't like being involved in confrontation. We don't like to start the confrontation. We'll avoid the confrontation if we want to.
Absolutely.
If we have to. Oh,
absolutely. Just pretend that it never happened.
I was caught up in confrontation and all I was doing was waiting for a prescription. So I was in a chemist.
Yep.
And I'd already done a couple of laps.
So you're waiting a while, busy time.
Yeah, they usually say it's about, you know, 10, 15 minutes and it's that awkward position where it's like, well, I could go out or I could just do a lap, check out, smell the soaps.
I mean, you do the lap, but there's never anything that I'm really interested in at the chemist.
It's usually a couple of things like a particular hair care, like shampoo. I check to see if it's on sale. If it's not,
nice
I keep walking.
Yeah. Hydrolite.
So I
for hangovers.
did what I thought was 10 minutes and I thought, okay, I'll line up. Surely I'm not that far away. So I'm lining up and because at the moment you've got to keep your distance and everything. Mm-hmm. So there was only one other person. So I'm standing near the counter, but I'm kind of halfway between where you put in your prescription and when you pick it up because it's usually a long bench. To my right, there were two women. I'm going to say one was senior, so possibly a manager or a head of the team, and then one potentially a newbie or someone relatively
new. They work together. Yeah,
they work
together. They're working there. Okay, cool.
And it's not an office, but it's kind of like a cordoned off open area. And so...
So behind the cameras?
Yeah, but you could see them. So they had a separate counter.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Now, the senior boss lady in a passive-aggressive shout whisper was basically telling off the newbie about how she should have dealt with a particular person on the phone. But there was nothing low-key about it.
Yeah, okay.
And of course, when you're standing there and you can hear it and you're within their scope of view, you're in that position and you start having that internal conversation with yourself of what do I do? Because I'm not a part of this conversation. I feel awkward. This is definitely something they could have had maybe in the back office, but there's obviously a little bit of tension there.
Time and place, yeah.
And so you start debating with yourself, what do I do? Do I leave? But then that would draw attention to myself because it would sort of break their conversation. But then if I stand there, it looks like I'm eavesdropping into the conversation. Mm. I mean, they're not probably thinking of me at all, but this is the conversation I'm having within myself. Yeah, like, what do you do at this point? Because it was something that I just didn't want to hear.
No.
A lot of negative juju.
Yeah.
So I decided to myself, you know what? I'm going to stealth mode out of here. I am going to ninja-like out of here. I'm going to do it in the most discreet way. So,
okay.
So what I did is I took a step back because I thought I'm just going to, moonwalk out of here.
Yeah, doing the tango, one step back.
Not realizing that there is a waiting chair right behind me.
Oh, no.
So of course, you hear this. It halted the conversation. The pharmacists have turned around.
No.
I'm a deer in headlights. I am just looking at the two women. I'm looking at the pharmacist. And I did the only thing I could do, and that was turn around and run down the closest aisle. Oh. Unfortunately, it was an antifungal aisle. And then I got all awkward again.
Yeah. Well, at least you broke the tension between those two.
Well, that's true.
You know, that you did serve a purpose.
My awkwardness bringing people together.
On K-Rock 955.
What did you hide from your partner? Now, last month the PS5 came out.
Yes.
PlayStation 5.
Didn't it sell out in pre-sale? It went absolutely bananas.
There was heaps of things going on. And then people that had ordered it from Amazon were ending up getting pots and pans in their deliveries because all this missing stock. Yeah. Oh,
it was
crazy. Anyway, one man was very lucky to get his hands on it over in Taiwan. But turns out he said to his wife it was an air purifier. She clearly worked out that it was not an air purifier. It was a PS5, and a guy actually picked it up on Facebook Marketplace.
So he was told he could not have a PS5, and he decided to disguise it as something that would be more beneficial for the house.
But I could see how you'd think that it would. Sort of does look like an air purifier. They're sort of futuristic, techie-looking things.
Yeah, true.
I suppose when you start spending a lot of time with that air purifier in your room alone, a few questions are asked, and then obviously the truth comes out that it's a PS5. But 5223295, did you hide anything from your partner?
Oh, well, we all know how delightful my ex was when it came to his gaming consoles. It wasn't uncommon for him to buy games I wasn't aware of, and because it was like Noah's Ark in our house, we had two of everything, including gaming consoles.
That's right,
and we had one in the lounge room, one in the spare room. Well, every time he got an extra game that I didn't know about, that one ended up in the spare room.
Of course it did,
That's
how are you to know really what games are what?
Oh, and I had zero cares.
Yeah.
So, but I did wonder why we were eating in again and not eating out.
Yeah, Dad used to try and hide like his buying new DVDs all the time. He just put them straight into the DVD library that we had, essentially.
It was there all along.
Yeah, well, that's what he said, except he'd never take the plastic off. So, I mean, it's obviously a new one. You know, it clearly hasn't been watched before.
He had one job.
5223295 What'd you hide from your partner? Was it maybe some stuff you bought for your car? Was it, you know, stuff you bought online that still hasn't arrived? Or it's
Or maybe your partner knows half of it but didn't realise the full extent. And so the other half are just placed around the house. Facebook page, Karen said, my scent lab addiction.
Oh, nice
bath
one.
Bombs, soaps. I mean, you need to make sure every room in the house is well stocked. And friend of the show, Marissa, just said every purchase.
5222 Well, to be fair, I'd be clueless about anything, Cap. What? I don't ask any questions. I don't want to know the answer.
And you probably wouldn't know how long you had it anyway.
No, absolutely not. 5223295 Lorraine, what did you hide from your partner?
Cans of V.
Cans of V.
Why are you hiding that?
Yes. Because I drink too much of it and it'll give me heart palpitations, but now one of my adult sons loves it as well. So I hide it in the back of the dishwasher knowing he doesn't stack the dishwasher, so he never finds them.
No, no, he doesn't. Surely that is the best hiding place ever.
It is.
Why are you always by the dishwasher? That's what I'd want to know.
That is
They don't stack the dishes or empty the dishwasher, so they're never going to find them.
That is a mother who knows her son but has also been in the position where you're outplaying your family right now.
Yes, I am. I feel like we're going to see you making a TikTok soon. You know, no fizzy drinks for Lorraine today at all.
On K-Rock, 955.
I didn't realise how out of practice I would be going out, sitting down and actually having a meal with someone. The novelty of actually looking someone in the face and conversing while enjoying a meal rather than just racing in with a mask, picking up takeaway, or having it delivered. Just the art of sitting down while on a time frame, which I can understand, you know, you're on the clock.
Is there much of a skill to it?
Well, I didn't realise.
Well, there was.
Well, apparently the art of preparing for said meal, my timing was definitely out. So on Sunday, worked, raced home, got ready, because then I was going out to the new place. Well, where Signors used to be on the Esplanade, it's now called Bob Sugar. So they've gone Mexican to Asian fusion.
Love it.
But in my mind, hadn't really timed for, got a few things to do, need to go home and have a shower. Mm. You know, I was still in active wear, being at work. I'm just going to go home, get changed. Raced home, literally showered through whatever I had clean in the wardrobe and then made my way. Responsibly driving, but made my way down to Torquay. Anyway.
Well, I've seen you drive and there's nothing responsible about it, to be honest. That's why there's dents in the car.
Okay. Firstly, that pylon jumped out in front of me. I can't even talk about the new scratches at the front.
No.
Something happened, but anyway. So
pedestrian.
It's not a pedestrian. You saw me once, mate. Anyway, so I'm sitting down with my mate Talia and about halfway through the meal, had to go to the bathroom, as one does. You know, you eat, you drink, you go to the bathroom. Anyway, on the way back, because the adrenaline had sort of started subsiding of, you know, the racing out there, excited to see my friend having a meal, with, you know, devoured this delicious meal. As I'm walking back, I'm like, I've got a wedge, but not behind. Like, I've got a front wedge.
Front wedge,
right. Now, you can't manoeuvre like you would, you know, you can do the sleight of hand, a little bit of a cheeky pull if it was at the back. You know, you can kind of, you know, face away. You can't do it at the front.
No.
Like, it's just you've... And I'm like, what is actually wrong? Like, I've been to the bathroom. And I couldn't go back because otherwise it would look like I got digestion issues.
I don't really want to know, to be honest.
Well, this is how out of practice I am of being out in public. I had my undies on the wrong way.
I don't think that's an out of practice thing. I think that's just a you thing.
But then I'm like, what does one do in this situation? Like, because now I'm walking like I've ridden a horse.
Yeah, just don't want to think about to do with your underwear at all.
I mean, it is a first world problem, but I'm like, oh, God, I can't even dress myself correctly to go out anymore. That's...
You're right.
I just tell these stories for your reaction more so than anything.
Oh, well, I'm glad someone's getting an enjoyment out of it. Everyone else is wondering what's going on. Are you okay? All right.
It's a great meal, though.
Well, good chat. Good chat.
On K-Rock 955.
If it's broken, what's holding it together? Because to be fair, this year we've been a bit tight on funds, so maybe it was supposed to be a short-term fix. Kind of carried on a little bit.
Well, maybe it's done a good enough job that you just haven't bothered to replace it. If it's, you know, if it's keeping the water out, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's one less thing you have to worry about for now. So I was walking to work and I was walking down Paco and I had to do a double take. So I don't know, I didn't look too far ahead. I don't know if the car was actually stopped at a set of lights or at a pedestrian crossing letting people across. But this guy was stationary in his car and his back right window, so the passenger window.
Yep.
Well, a window should have been there. Instead, it was part of some form. You know the old checkered woolen blankets that Nan used to have? They used to be the bright orange or bright purple. Yeah, he basically cut up one of those and had some form of masking tape. And it was basically playing the role of a window.
All right. I'm just imagining like the picnic blankets.
Exactly. That kind of thing. So he's obviously thought to himself, well, you know, they usually keep me warm on a cold winter's night, so it's going to keep the cold out or at least keep the warmth in the car.
Yeah.
Something's shattered the window. He just hasn't got it fixed yet.
Is it, so does insurance cover you if your car gets stolen while the window's broken?
It's a really great question without notice, Josh.
Well, it's just a question. Thought about it while I was like, because that would be the reason you'd want to get it replaced ASAP. Because obviously,
if you had the insurance too, would you just get it fixed?
Yeah,
but that's the thing. Like maybe you've put the temp hold on it. I know Bridge, who works here. Now this is years ago, but to be fair, I don't actually know if there's an end result. So as far as I know, when the front undercarriage of her car fell off. One evening, we'd gone to a dinner and she was driving up from, I think it was Torquay, she was driving up and somewhere along the lines, part of it came loose and then by the time she parked, it fell off. Well, I managed to have cable ties in my car.
Yeah, right.
We managed to just loop a few of those through just to hold it up to get her home. Never actually followed up. So as far as I know, it's still held together with cable ties.
The thing for me was always footy boots. You'd always use duct tape just to wrap them around to get you through the season because when they'd start to come apart, you know, mum and dad aren't going to just buy you new.
Not if you've only got 3 games left.
No, exactly right. So that a lot of people would just have duct tape or even just the strapping tape around the boots to keep them together.
I know we're going to get a lot of tape, but anything, and it could be at work, it could be at home.
Well, to be fair, the tape is sort of necessary to hold things together.
Gaffer tape is the solution to everything. Tabitha, though, on the Facebook page, she's basically going, I'm going to take your blanket of tape and raise you one. Apparently there's a guy, an old mate, rocking a whole roll of cling wrap driving around.
For the window? Jeez, is it that sturdy? If it is, that's a great endorsement for it.
You do not want to get on the Melbourne road, though. You don't want to probably go any higher than 60 clicks an hour to test that.
Become a balloon.
Darren, in Armstrong Creek, mate, what's holding it together? Well, what is it first?
It's one of my side mirrors in my car.
Yep.
And what's holding it together?
Bit of duct tape.
Bit of duct tape. How long has it been like that? How long has the duct tape been there?
4 days. Going all right.
Oh, 4 days, that's all right. I was expecting a month for some reason.
Can we ask why it has to be duct taped to your car?
So I clipped another car, not on purpose, obviously, all sorted though, and I shattered my one, and that one just folded and was all good, and yeah, I didn't have one. I called a mate up, and he said, got a spare one? He's like, yeah, I've got one in my bathroom. And I was like, okay.
In the bathroom?
What's he doing with it in the bathroom?
I don't ask those questions.
I don't think anyone should ask those questions.
No, I retract said statement.
Yeah, in the bathroom. Maybe he's shaving something. I don't know.
On K-Rock 955.
What are the odds of one solo, singular, lonesome raindrop hitting you directly in the eyeball?
I don't know. What is it?
Fallen from the sky from thousands
surely a lot, unless...
of metres above. boom, directly, I'm just going to say, targeting your pupil.
Surely high, because unless, well, I guess people look down when it's raining, don't
I'll
they?
I'll tell you how often. There are no odds on the internet. It is that rare.
Or is it the fact that no one's even thought to think about it? Because it's so often.
There is some equation that involves letters, but I didn't do math in year 12. There is a way to work it out.
Okay.
But it is so rare that they just can't give you a percentage, or they can't say, you know, one in every million people it happens to, but it happened to me.
Right. Why were you staring at the rain?
I wasn't, and this is why the chances of this happening were so rare. Mm. I was chosen. I was chosen by this raindrop. It came in. I mean, I was looking up as in I was standing up straight. I wasn't looking down on a phone or anything.
Yeah.
But it came in on an angle.
Sideways rain?
Must have been. But it was just one single raindrop, and it startled me because, you know, you automatically look up or you put your hand out to see if it's going to start raining. Nothing.
So, wait, there's no rain. So are you sure it's rain? I mean, like, all signs pointing to no at this point.
Unless someone spat out of a window, and I don't want to think about that. But no, it was a singular raindrop. And then it actually got me thinking, because while I was Googling that, I'm like, does it mean anything? Like, itchy palms, money? But then I'm like, it's not an internal thing. It's an external thing. So yeah, it's not going to actually mean anything.
Well, they say a bird pooing on you is good luck.
Does that mean if it gets you in the eyeball, it's great luck?
Potentially.
Because, yeah. I mean, you've got a smaller or diameter of surface to aim for.
But this is a raindrop, so it's completely different.
My friend Jess was actually telling me at dinner last night, over the weekend, she was getting into a cab, and as she opened the back door to get in, boom, she copped the corner of the cab door on her eye.
Oh, painful.
Yeah.
Obviously had a few.
She'd had a couple of responsible adult cordials.
Yeah.
And then had to explain at a new job why she's walking in, I think, week two with a black eye.
Yeah, no, that doesn't look good at all.
I mean, but again, the odds, and you're probably not paying the greatest of attention, but I mean, you see a door coming, you know, per se.
Painful too.
Right?
Yeah.
52232955, what's your cop in the eye? Was it as rare as a raindrop, or was it an incident where it came out of nowhere?
Yeah, maybe someone threw something in a classroom, maybe. I know, I feel like pens... Or is it dangerous object?
Any classroom with a ceiling fan is just asking for trouble. Kat in Cario, what did you cop in the eye?
A cricket ball.
Oh, geez. Were you fielding? Were you playing? Or were you just bystander?
I was fielding because I was the youngest in the family. I had to be the fielder.
Yeah, all right, gotcha. And did it come at you quick,
Christmas,
or were you standing
under it? Yeah. Yeah, really, really quick.
Oh. And the youngest always gets put on the boundary too, because they end up doing
that's
the most
running.
Yeah. They've got little legs. They can. Yeah. Did you end up with a black eye?
Yeah, really nice one. We started school the next week after Christmas holidays too.
Oh, gold. That is absolutely brilliant. Julie in Belmont, what got you in the eye?
A coat hanger.
Oh, jeez.
How did you end up with that in your eye?
Well, it was good old Catholic family heading on a holiday and there was like six kids in the back in the old station wagon, and my brother was moving the clothes to make a pillow and he just hooked the corner of my eye with a coat hanger.
Oh.
Did he realise straight away, or was there a little bit of wriggling before he realised where it landed?
I think the scream gave it away pretty quickly that he hooked it, yeah.
Oh.
I was really lucky he actually didn't get me in the eyeball, really lucky.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Gee, so were you hooked on it for a long time, or was it just like a quick thing?
I think I jerked my head away quick enough that it just caught the corner and bit of a rip. So,
oh, just a bit of a rip, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just a bit of a rip, you know.
Yeah.
You just take it off, you'll be right.
Yeah,
just get on with it.
That's right. No
the ways, of a, ways of a Catholic of family, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, enough to terrify you, though. Ainsley in Lethbridge. This is a bit of an odd one. What'd you cop in the eye?
Oh, this is really bizarro. I was putting a cat cage together one day, one of those heavy-duty plastic cat cages, and I was bending in to have a look and making sure the corners were lining up, and as I was sort of half-pushing, half-pulling, it slipped over the lip and the corner of the cat cage went bang straight in my eye and turned my eyelids inside out, and there was eyeball fluid leaking. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Bleeding behind my eye, and I had an eye ulcer and epithelial erosion for over a year. so I had to lube my eye every time I went to bed because every time I opened my eyes, it would pull the healing part of the ulcer off my eyeball again.
I mean, it just doesn't end for you, does it? Just keeps going.
No, it doesn't.
You're an incredible storyteller.
Yep.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Well, I don't feel like laughing is the right attitude.
Oh, we can laugh about it now, right? Yeah, yeah. No?
We can laugh about it now, that's right, yes.
You can see out of that eye. Or is it still leaking?
I can, yes. Yeah, yeah. No, it's not leaking anymore. It's absolutely fine now, but it did take a long time to heal.
Yeah.
And it did hurt at the time when my eyelashes were inside out. And
yes.
My eyelashes were rubbing on my eye.
Oh. Yep. Wow. Yep. Yeah, no, it's a lot to digest. That is...
In graphic detail.
On K-Rock, 955.
Two guys from Melbourne did do something a little sus yesterday. You can read more at krock.com.au, but they basically, quote, unlawfully used a tractor down at Lawn Pier. What also made it unlawful is it wasn't their tractor.
Yeah, well, yeah, everything about it unlawful, really.
The whole situation, police are still investigating, saying it was a silly stunt. There was actually a photo taken of them towing a boat. Do not condone it. Obviously, a silly thing to do. But when I read the story for a second time, I thought, really, this whole situation could be a metaphor for 2020. Sometimes when you find yourself in a difficult or just shitty situation, you've got to take drastic measures.
That's right.
And their drastic measure was to get a tractor and haul it out of there. So I thought, well, we've got the tractor. We could haul a few other things from 2020.
All right.
If that's okay with you.
Well, yeah, I'm guessing it has to be because I'm driving it.
Yeah, you question my driving once and all of a sudden you're in charge of the tractor.
Well, when you crash into parked cars all the time, it becomes...
It was a bollard.
Okay.
People who talk about the lessons that have been taught to them throughout the year on Instagram, yet they're attaching a photo of themselves in a bikini on a beach. Can we haul that out?
Get rid of them.
Done. Done. You know what?
It's a lot of reversing going on right now.
If it was really significant... You wouldn't be posting a bikini photo. Like, it'd be some point in photo.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything about that.
The talk of Harry and Meghan. No one likes being reminded of their exes, whether it's a loved one or a family member. They're probably sick of it. Get it out.
Gone.
Meg's it. All of that gone. Just
trying to stall a couple of times here. Sorry.
Do you remember Quibi?
No.
Yeah, it actually says a lot. I mean, it's shown itself out, but in a time in 2020 when we're just thriving to be entertained because we're at home, it was that streaming service for really short movies. I think Liam Hemsworth was involved. It was like 12-minute videos that were supposed to take on Netflix. It was a crap idea.
Clearly, that is just get that right out of here. It's a bit of a heavy one. Sorry, it's taking a little bit while. Yep, go on.
We're a fan of the Biebs. We love a bit of Holly.
Oh, I love Bieber.
However, my brain was starved of oxygen when he released Yummy. Can we just haul that out and never play it again?
Oh, all right, reluctantly staying up the tractor.
I mean, he just basically sings Yummy, Yummy. It's done. 2020, goodbye.
Oh,
and finally,
yep.
We'd forgotten about this because there was this whole pandemic thing going around. Elon Musk and Grimes gave birth in May. Can we haul out XAEA12? Done.
Asher, wasn't it?
Whatever. Like, let's just haul out that name.
Just get rid of it.
Done.
Gone.
Out.
Taking the tractor back as well. I think there's a few issues with that.
On K-Rock, 955.
A man has been kicked out of his own funeral, which you'd think is just...
Impossible.
Impossible, right?
I'm trying to wrap my head around the logic, but I can't.
You think that's the reason that they're all there? Is that one person? So a deceased man was ended up being turned away from his own funeral because he wasn't in a coffin, instead arriving on a chair. Mourners struggled to realise the guy himself because he's all decked out, dressed up nicely.
Mm.
Many mistaking the corpse for being a part of the funeral procession and some even berating him for not wearing a mask.
Was this preset by him as a bit of a last gag?
Well, I'm guessing that, like, the way that he just wanted to go out in style. There has been footage of him arriving. It's basically him in a ute, and there's two people holding him up sitting on a chair.
Weekend at Bernie style.
Yeah, absolutely. They're in a little bit of trouble, saying because police are saying that it's dangerous to rock up that way. The body should have been secured, of course.
Yeah.
We all know that. But he's not the only one to want to be a part of his funeral processions.
So this has happened before.
Well, not so much not getting kicked out of your funeral, but people wanting to be a part in the way that they've wanted to, you know, go out in style, which is kind of cool. One lady wanted to be a part of the wake, so she was dressed up with a cigarette in hand, a glass of wine and a beer, an ashtray in front of her with her sunglasses at her favourite seat of the table at the house. So people were celebrating her life while she was there still, and she was a part of it, which is, I think, is kind of cool, isn't it?
Something about that I really admire.
Yeah, I think it's nice. One guy absolutely loved his Harley Davidson. So he wanted to be buried with it, and so much so that he started planning his funeral before he'd gone.
Right.
He bought the three plots next to his wife so that he could be buried alongside with his Harley Davidson inside a glass casket. So it's him riding his Harley, and then he's got it next to his wife as well, which
is
really cool.
So impressive. Although, how would you be, say, one of the sons, you had your eye on it, you're like, you know, obviously you don't want your dad to pass, but hey, I'm going to get a sweet ride, only to find out.
Well, it's coming with me.
Yeah.
Another guy loved cars a lot. In fact, he had a Cadillac that he loved, but he got his casket made out to look like a Cadillac.
Oh, wow.
And when they had the actual funeral, you know, they had it open, so it looked like he was driving his car, which was just the casket. I reckon that's awesome.
Yes.
Another guy loved his motorbike so much that he actually, like, when you walked in, he looked like he was sitting on it, on his Honda. He was embalmed that way.
It's getting a little bit morbid, actually, now that I think of it.
You reckon? I don't know. One guy was dressed in his boxing gear and his robes as well, you know, and they made a ring. I don't know. I reckon it's kind of cool. You know, you wouldn't like to see...
I guess in the Pharaoh days, they were embalming them and putting them on display, weren't they? It just seems weird because it's not... You don't hear of it.
Yeah, that's right. We're mostly, you know, going there. They're in the casket.
Yeah.
You don't get to see them. And it's quite, but I guess like it depends on the character of the person, doesn't it? You know, like it was that sort of thing for them.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the opportunity to see the face, well, you don't get to see the faces, but the reaction
one
of those
last,
who know. Yeah.
Here you go. One last laugh.
On K-Rock 955.
Question, what did you come home to find? This is after a family were away on holiday. They returned to their home in South Australia and they noticed that the dog was a bit frantic and they're like, okay, well, what's going on? And then the dog has run straight to the Christmas tree. In the Christmas tree, they've noticed that some of the decorations have been knocked off, so they're all around the ground and they're like, well, what's happened there? There was a koala sitting in the tree. It climbed it, which is just awesome.
Didn't come with the tree.
No, didn't come with the tree. So they were on holidays. The daughter said she left the door open so the dogs can go in and out of the house. And so they've just assumed that obviously that's how the koala has got inside. Amazing. Imagine coming home to find, like, because it looks like a toy. You know, they look so...
You do have to be careful. They can get ferocious
if
they feel intimidated. But the poor thing was probably looking for water or looking for some shade and then it's found itself a cozy tree.
Yeah, absolutely. So they did obviously call the koala rescue and then they just released it back outside at a nice tree. Daphne killing it. She's fine. She's up the tree again.
Its name's Daphne.
Yeah, well, that's what they called her. Yeah.
Oh, such a cute name.
52232955. What did you come home to find? So it doesn't have to be an animal in your house. It could be...
We've had some decent storms around.
That's right. Could have been after a big storm. I know people find trampolines, which I still just don't... I feel like it's a big G up every time we ask that question and people call up saying they found one in there.
So basically, you've come home and something that you know doesn't belong in your house is in your house.
Yeah, it could be an animal, could be a trampoline, could be someone that wasn't supposed to be there.
Maybe it was your partner brought something home.
Oh, like surprised you with something?
Or it could be they just thought they could try and get away with
it. So literally anything is what we're throwing it up for. What did you come home to find? Anything. We will take anything at all. Lauren in St. Albans Park, what happened? What did you come home to find?
So we rescued a Staffy from the Staffy Rescue Club and he was quite an anxious dog.
Yeah.
We'd gone out for dinner. We'd been gone about an hour and a half. We knew not to leave him for too long.
Yeah.
When we got home, he'd moved a full-size fridge that was fully stocked, and he had eaten the wall.
Oh, so the wall behind the fridge?
Yeah, the plaster wall behind the fridge.
Wow.
Was he doing his own Shawshank Redemption, building a tunnel?
Yeah, he was breaking out or something. I don't know where he was going, but...
That's amazing that the fridge didn't fall over as well.
Yeah.
How are they now? Like better or?
Well, this was a couple of years ago. He's since passed away, but he was a good job.
Just very keen on going through the plaster.
He was a very charismatic and energetic dog.
Absolutely. Carrie Ann in Cario, what did you come home to find?
All my photo frames of my my maternity shoot were all moved around when I walked into the lounge room. I fixed them all up, walked back out, went to the toilet, put some washing away and come back and they were all moved again.
Oh, wow. Ooh. So like a paranormal type of thing.
Yeah, and there was only me in the house.
Oh, had you had an encounter like that before, or was that your first time?
I had. When I was 10, I was feeding my guinea pigs, and my nan's dead father was next to the cave when I finished.
Oh, wow. So you have some connections. So somebody was speaking to you by moving the photo frames.
Yeah, and I didn't know it at the time, but I was actually in labour with my son.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, that's, so they're moving the family frames to fit room for the next child.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Jeez, that's amazing.
I mean, you just fix the photo frames, a little bit rude. Like, you just shuffle
them. Well, I know, they're just making a point, aren't they? That's incredible.
Speaking through moving the furniture.
Love that. Samsy and Josh, back in a tick. It's good to love me.